Hi, this is Dr. Leung, a neurologist in Pleasanton. The thing for first and last name is Martinez. First name is Esteban. Next paragraph of service is November 11, 2025. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he had a hemorrhagic stroke, patient tells me that he sustained hemorrhagic stroke on August 20th of 2023 in Merced, California, M-E-R-C-E-D, Merced, California, first up. A patient tells me that there's no trauma to the head, first up. It was, he had a hemorrhagic stroke due to sleep apnea and high blood pressure, first up. A patient tells me that on August 20th, 2023, he had sudden onset of right-sided weakness, headaches, unable to stand, first up. A patient was taken to the emergency room via a 911 and ambulance, first up. A patient was taken to to the hospital and then subsequently a helicopter to a doctor's medical center in Modesto. First up, a patient was subsequently diagnosed of a hemorrhagic stroke in the left thalamus. Next paragraph. Since the event, a comma patient had right side of weakness, comma gait problems, comma right arm weakness, comma right hemiparesis, comma headaches, comma sleep apnea, insomnia problems, comma membrane concentration difficulties. Comma depression, paresthesia, coordination difficulty, speech difficulties, and balance difficulties. For stop vision, taking amlodipine, atorvastatin, hydrochlorothiazide, chlorcon, losartan, trazodone. Next paragraph. On examination, patient has clear dysarthria. First up, patient have mild right facial droopiness. First up, patient have right hemiparesis. First up, the right arm strength is 4 out of 5. First up, the right leg strength is 4 out of 5. First up, patient has a clear dysarthria. First up, patient has hemiparetic gait. First up, patient uses a cane. Next paragraph. Patient used to work for Xfinity store as a store manager for sales. First up, however, patient is currently disabled and he's not able to do his job anymore. First up, next to paragraph, MOCA examination score is 29 out of 30. First up, patient missed one on serial seven. First up, next to paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, he states that he did not have any head injury. First up, he did have a left thalamic hemorrhagic stroke on August 20th, 2023. The most common cause for hemorrhagic stroke on the left thalamus would include high blood pressure. The patient tells me at that time his blood pressure was high. The blood pressure elevation could be contributed. Could you contribute it by sleep apnea? It is a known medical factor that high blood pressure. I'm sorry, it is a known medical fact that obstructive sleep apnea can cause high blood pressure, and the high blood pressure can cause hemorrhagic stroke to left thalamus, the sleep apnea can indirectly cause hemorrhagic stroke come through elevation of the blood pressure, Our patient had a craniotomy come for the hemorrhagic stroke, His current exam and signs and symptoms are all consistent with the left thalamic hemorrhagic stroke, with the right hemiparesis, dysarthria, right facial droopiness, and the hemiparetic gait. Next paragraph. It is my impression that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. The patient did sustain a hemorrhagic stroke at the left thalamus. His obstructive sleep apnea can cause high blood pressure. The high blood pressure can cause hemorrhagic stroke. This marks the end of the patient.